Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Be Manifest Meetings. Let's dance our praise and worship together this evening. Welcome to those online.
Who you are?
worship you. You are here. You are meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. One last time, Waymaker. He is Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Who you are. Waymaker. For you're too faithful to fail me. Oh, you're too faithful to disappoint me. Thank you, Lord. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Sing that again. He is too faithful. Oh, you're too faithful to fail me. Hallelujah. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You are who you are, Lord. You are who you are. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what. You're too faithful to disappoint me. Proving yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Lord, you are too committed. You are too committed to leave me. Hallelujah. You're too consistent to leave me halfway. What you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Oh, what you start, Lord. What you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. What you start, Lord. What you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Oh, what you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
In all of your ways, doing exceedingly far beyond that which we dare ask or think. We rest in your goodness. Your precious blood cleanses us of all unrighteousness, and we're established in truth. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. Blessed be your holy name. We present ourselves once again before you, recognizing, O God, that your word is eternally true. You remain the unchanging changer. No circumstances beyond your ability to address. No circumstance in our life comes as a surprise to you. You see all things, you know all things, and you do all things right. Thank you that we are kept in the fortress of your everlasting love. Blessed be your holy name. Faithful one, we bless your holy name. Faithful one, so unchanging. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Actually, I like to sing a song, Faithful One, So Unchanging. You know that one? So unchanging. Yes, that's the one. Ageless One. You're my rock of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. Lord, we call upon you now. Again and again.
I call out to you.
are my rock, all in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down, and all through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you. Yes, Lord, our hope is in you alone. Amen. My hope is in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. You may be seated. It's good to see you all. Thank you so very much. Welcome to the Manifest Conference. All through this year, every month, the Lord has called us to a holy convocation, and we've been privileged to have so many mighty men and women of God speak to us. Speak prophetically into our lives about that which God has in His heart for us. And this is the last of those meetings. I don't know that we'll ever have another time at this point of gathering every month on special meetings. But I'm so glad that God commissioned us to do so this year. This has been a very interesting year for us as a people in the world. So much has happened in our year. But we have not been controlled by what is happening out there. We have been led systematically by God through these years of difficulty. God spoke very clearly to us when we stepped into 2020. Actually, we were in 2019 at Rosh Hashanah when God began to speak about shut doors and at the same time, open doors. God has been systematically leading us so that we've not been taken unaware by the things that have been happening in our world. God spoke to us very clearly and said to us, I want you to begin to say that your body is not conducive to the multiplication of production of viruses. Little did we know what was coming, but God was systematically protecting us, keeping us prophetically, dealing with us by His grace to bring us to a place of divine protection. We give God praise for all He has done for us. Amen? God, our God, is gracious. Now the word of God says to us in the book of Jeremiah. God says something in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. A young man, the Bible says the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, praise the Lord. God says, His word came to him. He says he was of the priests that were in Anathoth. He was of the priests who were in Anathoth. Anathoth means answers to prayers. Praise the Lord. So this was a man that was amongst a priesthood in the place called Answers to Prayer. And I believe God is bringing us to that place, because when there is answers to prayer, it means there is a manifestation. Hallelujah. When it is manifested, you don't have to believe for it anymore. It is here. It is touchable. It is seen. The first time God reveals his name is when Isaac was being presented as a sacrifice. And God says, I am Jehovah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, the God who blesses, and the blessing is manifest, can be seen, the God who sees. I want you to know tonight that God sees you, and he knows you, and knows what he wants to do in your life, in my life, in this church, in the body of Christ, and that whatever God has set his heart to accomplish will be accomplished without fail. He drove that point deep within our spirits last night, that he is God, and he doesn't need anybody's help to bring about what he's going to do. That includes me. God will do what he set his heart to accomplish. He says they were in the land of Benjamin, son of my right hand. Glory be to God. The son of my right hand. He says, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. This is what happened. He said, it came also in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. What is happening here? He's saying, this word came, and this is the time it came, at a particular time. I don't want to spend my time talking about these kings and what they experienced, but I want you to know this, that God said, he spoke to him at a particular time in the 5th month. God spoke. What did God say? God's word said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. So before you came into your mother's belly, I, God, knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, before you were born out of that womb, I sanctified thee. I separated you for a purpose. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. I ordained thee a prophet to the nations, and he was a baby. Still making baby noises. And God says, you're a prophet. The word of the Lord to us tonight that will be manifest is this. It is in you. What God has ordained to accomplish in your life, in my life, in this church, is already in us. And it is time for that which God has invested, deposited inside of us to be manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before I formed thee in the belly, before I shaped you in the belly, you didn't just happen, I formed you there. I put your eyes exactly the way I wanted it, your nose exactly how I wanted it, your mouth the same exact way. I put everything that needed to come to pass into your gene pool. And right there in your spiritual genes, I have declared that you are going to be a prophet. And it doesn't matter who tries to resist you, who tries to imprison you, who tries to persecute you, you're going to still be the prophet that I say you're going to be. Hallelujah. The young man, the Bible tells us in verse 6, says, Lord God, you must be kidding. You ordained me to be a prophet? You know prophets normally talk, right? I think you're talking to the wrong person. Because I can't speak. I'm just a child. I don't have the capacity to do so. And the response of God is this. Don't say. Say not. I am a child. Don't you dare say that. For thou shalt go. You're going to go. To all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. You're going to say what I sent you to say, and stop saying, I'm a child. I am not capable. I cannot speak. I don't have a strong voice. Nobody's going to listen to me. I'm incapable of fulfilling this assignment that you have given to me. And God will say to every one of us today, that's exactly how I like it. So that when I do what I do in you and through you, you won't be arrogant to think you came up with it. Praise the Lord. Paul says, look, check yourselves. How many noble are amongst you? People of high pedigree. How many? You guys are just, you're just like nobodies. But God has chosen the nobodies to dumbfound those that think they are the somebodies in the earth. God is saying to every one of us, I chose you. I made you exactly the way you are for a reason. Well, Lord, I'm too short. And God says, that's exactly how I want you to be, short. Because there are things that you're going to do as a short person that's going to be a struggle for the tall guy. Lord, I'm too skinny. Yes, I made you that way. I put it in your gene pool so that you can squeeze through tight spots where others can't fit in. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm too tall. That's exactly how I made you. Lord, I am black. That's exactly how I made you. Lord, I'm white. Lord, I'm brown. I made you the perfect color for a particular purpose. God has his agenda. He's not made one mistake. I'm not a mistake. You are not a mistake. Nobody here is a mistake. Whatever it is that you are going through, God is saying, I put something inside of you, and now I'm about to shock the world with what I've put inside of you. Somebody shout hallelujah. There was a young man called Gideon. Gideon is hiding. Israel had sinned against God, and God had sent judgment against the Jews. And the Midianites had come, and they came with their host, a great host. They came with their camels. They came with their cows and all kinds of stuff with one purpose in mind, to destroy the land. So they came. And every time Israel sowed, they will come and destroy their crops. And here is Gideon. Gideon is hiding. He's hiding up in the hills. And the Bible tells us that as he hid himself there, an angel of the Lord came to him in Judges chapter 6 and verse 12. It says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon's a little kid. Who are you talking about? And Gideon says unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, if you've been with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us unto the hands of the Midianites. Well, by the way, who are you talking about? Verse 14 says, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Didn't I send you? How did he send him? He told him what he'd put inside of him. Gideon couldn't see it, but God knows what he put. And this young man is mesmerized by this message, but overwhelmed by his inadequacies. The Bible says in the 15th verse, he says, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? You're talking to the wrong guy. Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I'm the least of my father's house. Nobody's going to listen. Nobody even listens to me in my father's house, and you're telling me I'm going to save Israel? Look at me. I'm hiding here. And the Midianites, they're all over the place. We don't even have enough people to go fight them. God says, it's not you. It's me in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. We need to see the manifestation of this greatness that God has put inside of us. Gideon needed to come to an awareness of that reality. He finally listens and he did what God instructed him to do. And now he puts an army together, and the numbers were great numbers. He had hundreds of thousands of people. He's going to fight with these, and God speaks to him again and says, I think you got too many people. Wait a minute. The amount of people we have cannot even match them. If we win a battle with this amount of people, that would be a miracle already. And God says, no. You're going to take credit for it. Tell anybody who's scared and afraid to go home. Those that are just married, tell them to go home. So he loses thousands of people. And God still comes and says, too many. What do you mean, too many? I didn't have enough in the beginning. Then you drove all kinds of people out, and now I've got this number, and you're telling me too many? The Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into thy hands. They are too many for me to give them. What? Lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand had saved me. Get them to the river. And those that lap and those that just stick their face in there, I want you to separate them. So he brought down the people onto the water. Judges 7:5. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth him, shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bow down upon his knees to drink. Verse 6. And the number of them in their hand to their mouth were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And God says, verse 7. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. Send the rest of them away. I'm going to use 300. What was God saying to Gideon? God was saying to Gideon, there is something I put inside of you. And I'm calling forth that which I've invested in you. You're a mighty man of valor. And this anointing shall break forth now. You shall not be stopped. Hallelujah. I declare today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that God, the God who created you, the God who created me, the God who established this work, that he, God, will do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. That there will be a revelation, a manifestation of God's divine word in our lives. His word shall not fail. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a young man called David. This young man, David, was busy serving his father. And he's back there taking care of the flock. The word of God says that Saul had blown it and was done. And Samuel was busy mourning, grieving because of Samuel. The word of God says, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, beginning to read from verse 1, God speaking said to Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul? How long are you going to mourn for what has gone sour? What is no longer functioning as it should? Will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite. For I have provided me a king in his sons. So he heads down after he talked to God and says, hey, if I go there, you know, if I start moving, Saul is going to know. And as I'm going, news is going to come to Saul that I went to such and such a place and he's going to hunt me down and kill me. God says, I got that figured out. Take a sacrifice with you and let everybody know that you're going to do this sacrifice and invite Jesse and his sons. So he did that. He went. And here comes Samuel to Jesse's house. And he says to Jesse, I need to see your sons. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice and be sanctified, Jesse, and he sanctified Jesse and his sons and call them to the sacrifice. Verse 6. And came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab. Eliab is a handsome young man. He looks like a king. And said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. This got to be the guy. It's got to be him, Eliab. And God says, uh-uh. Look not on the countenance, on the height of his stature. You see, he was trying to get somebody else that looked just like Saul. A man head and shoulders over the rest. And Eliab comes and Samuel thinks, this got to be him. It's got to be him. And God says, no. Because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So he said, do you have another son? So they bring the other son, Abinadab. And Abinadab comes, and the Lord says, no. Not Abinadab. So they bring Shammah. And God says, nope. And he goes through all seven. Jesse did not even consider David. He brings everybody and doesn't even think of bringing David. Because in his natural mind, it can't be David. Not David. Come on. A little kid can't even take care of himself. So the man of God, Samuel, says, don't you have another son? Is this all? Are these all your children? Jesse says, well, they're a minute, yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. Go get him. For we will not sit down till he come hither. Nobody's sitting down until David gets here. I don't know what you think about yourself. I don't know who may not have considered you. I don't know who may have rejected you or thinks very little of you because of what you do, because of what you don't do, and so on and so forth. But the Bible says they sent and they brought him in. Now he was ruddy, red face, and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. Handsome. And the Lord said, arise. Anoint him, for this is he. It's in him. He's one that I have chosen. He might not be the one that you choose, but this is the one I have chosen. I think about all that God has done in our lives. The assignments that God has given to us through the years. And I wonder, could we have done anything that God assigned us to do if God had not chosen? Anybody else could have been chosen. But God chose you and I to do certain things, to accomplish certain things. And today he's saying, that which I have put inside of you is going to come forth. And it doesn't matter whether father or mother, brothers or sisters, governments don't think that you count. The very fact that I have counted you worthy and not refused you, but accepted you in the beloved, you are going to fulfill that divine mandate. And this day, child of God, I declare over every one of us here today that the word of God come alive inside of every one of us, so that the manifestation of God's purpose will be made manifest for all to see that God has placed his hand on our lives. Receive that in Jesus' name. I think about the Lord. Yes, he was born miraculously. They had taken off and gone to Egypt, provided for, came back home, and he's growing up. He's in the temple. And he's busy asking questions. And the leaders are wondering, where did this kid get all this wisdom from? He was just an ordinary young man, just growing up, living his life. And one day, the mother is invited to a wedding. And he comes along with her. And there he is. And they ran out of wine. And the mother comes to him and says, they ran out of wine. She'd never seen him do a miracle. He's never done a miracle. All of his life, not a miracle. But she comes to him and says, they ran out of wine. They have no wine. Jesus says unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? What concern of that is mine? If they run out of wine, what can I do about that? And he goes forward and says, mine hour is not yet come. The Lord said that. It's not my time yet. How many times is God calling us to a situation to solve a problem and we're saying, it's not yet my time. I can't do anything about that. But God is saying, it's in you. It's time. It's time for you to make things happen. There's a new beginning for you. And I hear God saying the same thing to me, saying the same thing to you, saying the same thing to us. Be manifest. That which I have put inside of you must now come out. It's time to birth. Hallelujah. Mary goes to the servants and says, whatever he says for you to do, just do it. Praise God. Whatsoever he said unto you, just do it. And she goes minding her business. There's something about Mary. Mary is showing to us that when she knows that it is done, she just goes on. She did it with Elizabeth. Now she's doing the same thing. She just, whatever she says for you to do, just do it, and goes on her merry way. It's taken care of. I don't need to worry myself about that anymore. It's done. And God is speaking to us, and he's saying to us today, to every one of us, I want you to consider it done. Consider it done. There will be a manifestation of that which I have prophesied and declared over your life even before you were born. I put it inside of you. And now it will be manifested. Somebody just put your hand in your tummy and just say with me, goodness of God invested inside of me, deposited inside of me before the foundations of the world, be manifest now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The greatness of God is inside of you. The awesomeness of God is inside of you. You didn't put it inside of you. It's not because you studied so hard that it's now inside of you. No, it was put inside of you by God and by God alone. And now it shall be made manifest to the glory of God. Hallelujah. The God you and I serve is an awesome God. In Psalm 102 and verse 13, the Word of God says that there is a set time for favor. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. I want you to put your name there where Zion is. Just say, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Michael. Hallelujah. Say it again. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Michael Ephesino. Glory be to God. Did you say it? Do you believe it? That God will arise and have mercy. The Bible says that God said to Samuel, arise and anoint him. As God arises, he anoints us. The anointing is not to make us become. The anointing is to confirm what we are already by the grace of God. Hallelujah. It is the outward marking of God saying, it's time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. There's a set time. There's an agenda. And God is going to fulfill that agenda in my life. And nothing will be able to stop it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One of my spiritual sons, many years ago, said, Papa, I had an interesting dream. I said, what was that? He said, I came to the church and I was looking around and seeing different things. But then I saw the real church. I said, what was it like? He said it was this huge arena. He said, I said, you mean you've been building this underground all this time and we didn't see it? He said, they were just doing the finishing touches on it. I said, wow, that's an interesting dream. And I kept it. I don't think I've said that dream or stated that dream maybe once before, maybe never. But the reality is this. God is busy doing something underground. But whatever God is doing underground outside the view of people will not always be underground, because we've got a God who has resurrection power available and brings to life whatever it is that is in the secret. He will bring it to the open. Somebody shout hallelujah. David was anointed. He's now anointed to be king. He's confirmed. But David goes back to taking care of the sheep. Because there are seasons. Timings in God. And while he's busy serving and ministering to the needs of his family, taking care of business, the Bible says that Saul became very sick, mentally, emotionally sick, and suffering from some kind of depression. So he said, you know what? We think that you need a psalmist. You need a musician that will play his instrument and you get better. So he said, okay, get me one. He said, we know exactly who it is that we need to get. Who is it? It's the son of Jesse. So they go looking for David. Can you imagine the forces and the representatives of King Saul coming and banging on the door? And Jesse comes out and he thinks he's in trouble. But they say, we're looking for David. David, my son David? Yeah. Why? We need the skills that he has to minister to King Saul. Hey, David. And here goes David. And he's ministering. He's getting closer and closer to where he's supposed to be. He's now in the palace. But still, the enemy, doesn't want him to be revealed. You see, when David slew Goliath, he had already been ministering to Saul for years, but Saul is asking, who is this kid? Are you with me? Saul is asking, who is this kid? Now, how can't you know who this kid is? This is a kid who's been ministering to you all this while. You see, there is an awareness that is kept away from the enemy for a season. And he gets there and he takes down Goliath. How did he do it? He'd already been anointed. You see, are you with me? Until Samuel anointed him, he wasn't able to kill or slay any lion or the bear. The first showing of the power of God that you are chosen is that God uses you in other areas that may not necessarily be where you are ultimately going to be. Let me say that again. He will use you in other areas that may not necessarily be the ultimate place you're going to be at. He's supposed to be king. But if he's going to be king, I'm going to empower him to destroy every enemy, whether it's the lion spirit or the bear spirit. They are going to come down because I'm going to use him to do something greater. So when they were doubting his ability, he said, one day a lion showed up. One day a bear showed up and I killed them. And this uncircumcised Philistine is going to join the number. Somebody shout hallelujah. It was in him. He was still some little kid. And Eliab is saying, what have you come to do here? You come in here to show off. You're supposed to be taking care of the animals over there. And God was saying, no, I'm graduating him. Praise the Lord. Somebody is about to experience another dimension of grace and favor on their lives like they've not experienced before, because God is elevating, God is promoting, God is establishing. You may not be where you think you should be yet, but God is bringing you up to that particular spot. For different ones here today, God may be at the stage of pouring the anointing to confirm what is in you. For some, it is at the stage of killing the lion and the bear. For some, it is at the stage of ministering to a Saul. For some, it is at the stage of killing a Goliath. For some, it's a stage of running away from a Saul who's trying to kill you. But ultimately, God is going to bring everyone to their particular position of authority, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. Amen. Nothing. There must be a manifestation. Hallelujah. I said there must be a manifestation. Praise the Lord. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and verse 11, the word of God says, everything is beautiful because God made it so. He had made everything beautiful in his time, in God's timing. And at this time, he's saying, be manifest. Praise the Lord. Also, he had set the world in their heart. He had set the world in their heart. He's given them a global perspective. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God does his best thing in secret, so that what he is doing cannot be thwarted. Praise the Lord. Let me say that again. God does what he's doing in secret so that it cannot be thwarted. The word of God says, in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 27. Isaiah 14 and verse 27 says, for the Lord of hosts had purposed, and who shall disannul it? Who is going to counsel what God has purposed? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? I've stretched out my hand to bless. Who's going to turn it back? God has made a decision, and the decision is a decision he's made, and he's made that decision concerning you, concerning me, concerning this work, by declaring that on this, the 12th month, we have this particular declaration, be manifest. Shout it out at me. Be manifest. Whatever it is God has put inside of me, whatever it is God has put inside of you, whatever God has put inside this church, we declare, be manifest in Jesus' mighty name. He stretched forth his hand. Who can turn it back? He has made his purpose. Who shall disannul it? Nobody. Praise God. Nobody can stop God. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Psalm 75, beginning to read from verse 6. It says, for promotion cometh neither from the east, that's that way, nor from the west, nor from the south. What's missing? North. Why? Because God sits in the north. Hallelujah. Have you seen that in most situations, the north end of most cities, the north end of most cities is battered? Why? It is the enemy trying to say, you're not going to do anything here. You're not going to do anything here. But God is saying, look at you. Get out of the way. I'm coming from the north, and I'm going to promote. Why is promotion coming? Because they are downcast. Why? But the north is always head. Hello? The north is head. But the enemy wants to make it not to be so. But God is saying, when I've made my plans, you cannot disannul it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, from the north, the blessing is coming. It's manifested in my life. I am made head and not tail, above only, and never beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Promotion comes from God. Verse 7 says, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Praise God. God makes a decision, not man. When God decides to set you up, lift you up, there is nobody that can stop his hand. Praise God. What does the word of God say to us as we begin to wrap? It says in Psalm 112 and verse 4, God's word says that there is a light, the light of God, that is going to burst forth. Unto the upright, there ariseth light in the darkness. When the enemy thinks you're in the dark and things are not going to happen, God says light is going to rise. In fact, in another passage, the word of God says he sows light. Hallelujah. And everything will produce after his kind. I want to declare to you today that you are not in darkness. You are in the light of God. The light of God is bursting forth. Because God is gracious and full of compassion, and he is righteous. Hallelujah. You are not going to walk in darkness. You're going to walk in the light of God, in the goodness of God, in the peace of God. You will celebrate the goodness of God, and you will celebrate with others the favors of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Word of God says, this light will continue to increase. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, we read these words, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." What is this word about? It means that you are never going to be less than you are today. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That the light of God keeps on shining brighter and brighter and brighter. There is increase in God. For every aspect of your life, you will not need to struggle. You will not need to fret, because the Word of God is inside of you, and God is speaking to His Word to manifest His glory. God spoke to darkness and commanded the light to come out of the darkness. God, who kept you in your mother's womb, some of us were there for 7 months, some for 8, some for 9, some even exceeded 9, but it doesn't matter. One day, you came out. Hallelujah. You came out. Praise the Lord. You were hidden, but now you are here. Someone say, I'm here. Say it again, I'm here. Say it again, I'm here. And because I'm here, I am a manifestation of God's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 58, starting to read from verse 8, the Word of God says, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily." I declare today that the light of God break forth upon our lives as the morning, and that our health springs forth speedily. That every sickness and every disease be shattered and eradicated from every life in the mighty name of Jesus. This army of the Lord shall not be a sick army. It shall be a healthy army in Jesus' mighty name. It was John who said, by inspiration, "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." My soul is prospering because the Word of God is in me. God is demanding and declaring health. Hallelujah. It must spring forth speedily. Say, speedify, Lord. Amen. It says, "And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." Praise God. God's glory upon you. The manifestation of His glory upon you. The verse 9 says, it says, "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer." Anathoth, God who answers prayers. You're going to call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and He shall say, "Here I am." If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. What is this putting forth of the finger? Accusation, blame, condemnation. He says, stop all of that. He says, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Wow. Did you get that? Your darkest day will be as the noonday. That's just too much. But God says, nothing is too much for you. Hallelujah. I'm here to bless you. You're going to rise out of obscurity. You're going to rise from being put aside, forgotten, rejected, unaccounted for, not considered. I'm going to take you out of that place where you're not considered, nobody is paying attention, and I'm going to make you the centerpiece so that everybody looks this way. Hallelujah. 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Wow. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. That is prosperity. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, a spring of water whose waters fail not. God is saying, I'm going to make certain that you are fully covered. I am going to manifest this in your life. You see, child of God, the greatest time for God's people is when everything is going so smoothly in the rest of the world. The greatest time is when things seem to be going south, going dark, getting dimmer. God says, that's when I show up and show off with you. Hallelujah. So what's the point? Don't consider the darkness. That's not your portion. Don't consider the dark days. That's not your portion. Don't consider the difficulties. That's not your portion. Don't consider the running out of wine. That's not your portion. Not when Jesus is there. Hallelujah. God has his agenda, and he's going to make manifest his divine purpose in your life and in mine. Praise God. Verse 12 says, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. The rundown places are going to be turned over to you, and you are going to build it. Hallelujah. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations. Praise God. Whatever it is that I'm going to use you to do is going to impart generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Hallelujah. Do you receive this promise from the Lord? Say, be manifest. Be manifest. Be manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Let these prophetic declarations be manifested in our lives as God's people, recognizing that every satanic agenda is brought to naught and the purposes of God cannot be annulled. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 13 says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, and from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own those things that are on your own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. 14, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I'll cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Praise the Lord. I'm going to cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. What is it that God is saying in verse 13? He's saying to us in verse 13 that we need to rest. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, doing your own thing, on my holy day that I've separated unto myself. And that Sabbath is the Sabbath of God's rest. So many times we want to do our own thing, worrying, fretting, and delighting on hard work. Now, God doesn't mind you doing hard work, but God rather you do blessed work. Blessed because you are resting in Him. Since if you just trust me that I'm the one who blesses you, then you're going to see these manifold blessings upon your life. God is throwing a challenge to us. Are you willing to trust me? Are you willing to just simply trust me? Saints, this word is for somebody. Don't buy into the disappointments that the enemy brings into your life. They don't count. What counts is what God's word says. The Bible says that Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he came to a town called Samaria. And when he got to Samaria, the Bible says they rejected him. They rejected him. This is the same Samaria that he ministered to in John 4, that a whole community was turned to God. And he comes to that same place and they reject him. Well, the Bible tells us why. Because his face was set, as it were, to go to Jerusalem. But this is the word. The Bible says that when that happened, Jesus said, let's go to the next village. You may have been in a situation where you've been rejected, downgraded, thrown aside. But God is saying, I got something better yet. I got something better for you. The pain of yesterday, the blocking of yesterday is just that. But there is a manifestation because I'm going to the next village. I don't know who that word is for, but I want you to understand that whatever rejections you've experienced in the past should not be brought into your present. Because if you bring the pain of yesterday into your present, you will destroy yourself. Jesus, our Lord, still says, don't be unequally yoked. And he's saying the same thing to us today. Don't be unequally yoked. Because he is not going to be unequally yoked. He's saying, I'm going to manifest my word in your life. Will you receive it? Will you let me be God in your life? Or are you going to let your circumstance be the strongest voice in your mind, in your head, in your situation? You make that decision. You make that decision. Because you being rejected does not shut God down. His word, his purpose cannot be annulled. What he said, he will do. Did we not sing that song this evening? He will never fail you. Rise with me. I want to lift up your voice before the Lord right now. and begin to declare, God, what you have put inside of me, it's time for it to be manifested. There are giftings that God you've put inside of me that now must come to fruition. This thing must prosper. Your call upon my life must prosper. You cause me to speak to whoever it is that you've elected for me to speak to. Nothing is going to stop it. Praise the Lord. Early in the life of Paul, God said, you're going to speak for me. And you're going to speak in Rome. You're going to speak to emperors. You're going to speak to leaders. And when it was time for God to bring to pass that purpose, there was an enemy that was there to stop him, try to drown him, try to shipwreck him. And ultimately, they end up in the island of Malta. And right there, the spirit that reigned in that particular community came out of fire and wrapped itself around him. But the Bible says he shook it off. Hallelujah. He shook it off and destroyed that thing that came out of that thing. This day, the enemy that came against you will be destroyed out of the same thing that it came out of. Let me put it this way. A snake has venom in it. This is like the venom that the snake carries, destroying the snake. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy is trying to do, he will be destroyed by it. But you are going to shake it off and declare the manifestation of God's glory in your life. Begin now to talk to the Lord. Call forth that which God has put inside of you. Hallelujah. The wealth and the prosperity, the wholeness and the healing, the deliverance, the capacity to bring change into our community in the name of Jesus. God has a global perspective for us, and that global perspective must come to pass. Hallelujah. 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 Rekete le broshende mahatka, rikata la broshende le brosoko, rikata tabraton tematuashike. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare, O God, your word, O God, true. Hallelujah. Manifest, 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 manifest. Everything God has invested in me, everything God has invested in these saints, everything God has invested in Glory and His church, in the mighty name of Jesus, being manifested to the glory of God, being manifested to the glory of God, being manifested to the glory of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare, oh God, that every enemy, oh God, be exposed and cut off immediately. And Lord, oh God, that which you are doing in secret, Lord, oh God, that you will manifest it now, oh God, for your glory and for your honor. Give us, oh God, our world. Give us, oh God, this globe. Give us, oh God, this earth. Give us, oh God, this nation. Give us, oh God, this city. Give us, oh God, this province. Give us, oh God, this land. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, all tongues, Father, in Jesus' name, give us, oh God, that which you have called us, oh God, to possess for your glory and for your honor. We thank you, Lord, oh God. Oh, blessed Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to our rightful place by the leadings of your Holy Spirit. Lord, when you bless, it is manifest for all to see. Let your blessings be made manifest now. Hallelujah. You are strong enough, our mighty fortress. There is a purpose that you've established in the heavens concerning every son, every daughter, everyone hearing my voice right now. There is a plan and a purpose established from eternity past into eternity future. In this now, in the heavens, Lord, let this set time be the time for the manifestation. Do it, O God, because you alone can accomplish this. You're the God who stretches forth the heavens and establishes the earth by the authority of your word. And you did it all by yourself. Lord Jesus, you went to the depths of hell all by yourself. And you led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. You seized the keys of death and the grave. Lord Jesus, you defeated all of the satanic forces. All by yourself. You that did that can do this now all by yourself. So God, be yourself and do your thing. We surrender ourselves to you and we rest in your goodness. And all of God's people together in agreement in Jesus' name said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That is good. Amen. It's a great privilege to share the word of God with you tonight. I trust that you've been encouraged by the word that the Lord has given to us. Now, at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. We're going to sow the seed of faith. These are special meetings, and these are special times for us to sow special seed to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as our expression of thanksgiving to Him that He has called us to this convocation for a special experience in Him. Tomorrow we'll continue, but it's going to be different in this wise. Tomorrow morning, of course, will be our regular service, but in the evening service is going to start at 6:30, not 7, 6:30. Someone say 6:30. Say 6:30, not 7 p.m. Okay. 6:30. We are going to have ministry from our young ones that are going to be ministering to us in music, in their singing, in their poetry, and all of that. They are going to be our main focus tomorrow evening, even though some adults will be starting out and wrapping up. Our focus tomorrow evening is to receive ministry from the young ones. I was so truly thrilled to hear the voice of a young son in this house throughout this service tonight. You know, the strongest voice in this place tonight saying amen to the word of God, because that's exactly what God wants us to do. Come into agreement. Amen. And we look forward to having the ministry of our young ones tomorrow night. Invite your friends, your neighbors, family members. Let's all come and experience their ministry together. Amen. Have you honored God already with your givings? At this time then, I'll call on Mama to come so that we can both share this time of communion together. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. My Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. The word of God says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him. And by the stripes that he bore, we were healed. The word of God continues to say to us that he was crucified. He died and was buried. But on the third day, death could not hold him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Circumstances could not hold him. He rose again from the dead, but he did not rise by himself. He raised all that had died before him. He raised them up that particular day. And he ascended with them, but not until he allowed them to show themselves in the streets of Jerusalem. There was Abraham walking, manifested for all to see. God will manifest his glory. Dead dreams in your life are going to be made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Every situation will be restored for God's glory and God's honor. There is no time limit for God, but there is an expiration date for every work of darkness. But our God reigns forever, and as we take off this body, we remember him who not only died, but rose again and ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father. We say, Maranatha, Lord. Take of this body and eat.
Price have been paid for our victory.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus, the boundary of blood, the covering of the blood of Jesus, no devil, no demon, no witchcraft, no confusion can cross it.
That's right.
It makes all things possible for us. By his blood, death cannot swallow you.
Amen.
Cannot swallow me.
Amen.
Sickness and disease cannot have its way in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And in my life.
Hallelujah.
By his blood, I have the victory.
Yes, Father.
Say, by his blood.
By his blood.
Death cannot swallow me.
Death cannot swallow
sickness
me.
And disease cannot affect me.
Sickness and disease
they cannot infect me.
They cannot prevent
me. They cannot touch me.
They cannot touch me.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
The covering of the blood of Jesus,
the covering of the blood of
protects
Jesus
my life.
Protects my life.
Cause the destruction to pass it over.
Causes destruction to pass
causes
over.
Causes all destruction to pass over.
Causes all destruction to pass
that
over.
Include COVID.
That includes COVID.
That include Omicron.
That
that's got that include anything
that
that's got a name with letter A to Z.
In
any language,
in
any direction,
anything in the earth,
in the heavens, cannot hurt you. The sun cannot smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Anything God made
cannot hurt me
because of the blood of Jesus,
because of his word.
I am under cover and I am under protection. Every destroyer, pass over now.
Pass over my family.
Pass over my ministry.
Pass over my
business. Pass over my health. Passover my finance. Passover my family. Passover everything that concerns my life. Passover my city. Passover my nation. If you believe this in the name of Jesus, say a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take and drink. Somebody shout manifest.
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 Manifest what? Manifest your glory. Manifest, manifest your beauty.
Amen.
Manifest your holiness.
Amen.
Manifest your Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Manifest your goodness.
Amen.
In my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. And Christmas Eve service is going to be in the morning, of course, like we normally do, 10 a.m. So you have
Friday.
The rest. That's Friday, yes, Friday morning.
Friday evening. Friday evening, Saturday is Christmas. You said morning.
Oh, so you want to have the service in the evening?
It's always in the evening.
Okay, evening then. Amen. I wanted to do morning because I wanted your evening to be free, but we'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday. They work on East. On East.
It's not a holiday.
It's not Friday. A holiday?
No.
Oh. How long have I been in this country?
Yeah, why are you trying to change it? Yeah.
Okay, it's evening. Blessings,
all right,
everyone.
On,
enjoy the goodness of God.
On Zoom?
On Zoom? Yes, there's quite a few.
All right.
Praise God. Okay. Bless you. Let's minister to those on Zoom. Let's see the... Oh.